with Anatoly Zak of Russian Space Web. RussianSpaceWeb.com, a subscription site I highly recommend. It follows Roscosmos as it aims for the moon, as the U.S. is aiming for the moon, as China's aiming for the moon, as other countries are on the moon now. India's on the surface of the moon with a lander. The question is, when and if there are human beings on the moon, how will they power their colony? How will they power the settlement? And right now, Roscosmos has been working on this problem for some time. The Kurchatov Institute is imagining a day that we'll be able to deploy a thermal electric generator nuclear reactor on the surface of the moon. Anatoly, this is a wonderful project. I imagine it's years in development. Where is it? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Yes, so essentially this is kind of, besides this immediate goals of the Russian space program to build robotic landers, there are scientists and there are engineers within the industry which are looking really far in the future. And this part of the project is actually conducted not by Roscosmos, which is the kind of equivalent, Russian equivalent of NASA. It's actually under supervision of Rosatom, which is another kind of huge state corporation in Russia and which actually manages all the companies which are involved in nuclear energy and nuclear industry in general. They responsible for nuclear power stations, for actually nuclear weapons, and all the technology related to the development. They have historically, they interacted with Roscosmos on a number of kind of joint projects or projects where their kind of responsibilities interjected. And one of them was building a spacecraft with the nuclear reactor on board. And that led to kind of extension of this idea, the next kind of step of building a power generator, which would be operating on the surface of the another planetary body. And of course, the first candidate is, of course, the moon and lunar base, which was part of the kind of long-term strategy for Roscosmos. Rosatom, and in particular, the Kurchatov, which is a historical institute, which is kind of at the roots of the Russian nuclear program and the nuclear weapons development in Russia, they started working on the project of the nuclear reactor, which could work on the surface of the moon and supply energy for the essentially settlement, initially robotic and eventually actually piloted, human-inhabited settlement on the surface of the moon, where a power supply is one of the most difficult problems, technical from the engineering standpoint, because, of course, moon it has day and night. It has very long night, which lasts many actually Earth days, and it gets really cold. It's vacuum, and solar panels, of course, a traditional source of power for spacecraft, they will not function very well because there will be huge periods when there is no way to get electricity. So this reactor is project is going back many years. It's still in conceptual stage, but that's what they're working on at this point.
So the solar panels, we rule them out for the moon because you don't have a sustained sunlight. A nuclear power plant has all the advantages of being a perpetual source and without fear of contamination the way we have on Earth. And it seems very straightforward. Are they identifying right now where they are in the building of this would be a miniature nuclear power plant, which we're talking about building on the Earth now. This looks like they've solved it. What are their challenges? What have they said are their challenges?
Right. So absolutely. So they have. So again, let's kind of emphasize that this project is an initial stage. It's a conceptual design stage, and at this point, they have to resolve number of very important kind of very complex technical problems, which were actually, you know, on the table of the engineers for many, many years. One of them, exactly like you said, when we're on the moon, we don't have to kind of be concerned about contamination because we can place it into the crater at a certain distance from the lunar base and kind of have this exclusion area very easily organize that. However, this radioactive material will have to be delivered to the moon. That means which at one point we'll have to launch it from Earth on a rocket. And of course, in case of the as we know, rockets are not exactly super 100% reliable technology. So we need to some kind of backup plan in case something goes during launch.
Right.
So that problem still remains there. So we have to kind of encapsulate the nuclear fuel, maybe even separate it from the reactor to make sure that in case of the failure during launch. That's problem number one. Problem number two, as we know, of course, the nuclear reactor actually produces, not really producing electricity, it producing heat. And then we have an issue when we're on the moon, what the best way to convert the heat energy into electricity? That can be addressed in a number of ways. Now, the way technology we have now, the way it's developed, there are several kind of reliable ways to do this. There are pros and cons. For example, there is a mechanical way. For example, we can use the heat to spin the turbine, and turbine will generate the electricity. But of course, as you know, in space engineers, they always try to avoid any kind of spinning parts, rotating parts, because of course, that's if you want to work for many, many years, that's where you will have failure potentially. So this is a very efficient way, but it has its own drawback. Then there is another way to do a conversion, the chemical and kind of physical way to convert from heat into electricity. That is less efficient, but more reliable because you don't have, of course, rotating parts. So this comparison is very important. To this choice, once you choose which way to go, you kind of cannot go back because it's completely two different systems. So to make this choice is still kind of on the table. They're still kind of deciding how to do that part. So there are a number of other issues. For example, like you mentioned, the solar panels, do we want to rule them out completely? Or maybe we have the reactor and we combine it with solar panels as well. So the mass requirements for the complex, how exactly we're going to combine the nuclear power source with the solar power. That's another. See these three issues which I just outlined, and there are others, of course. How far from the lunar base it's going to be? How is it going to be expandable? Do we want it to be? Do we want several units, one unit there, or how are we going to scale it up during the construction of the base? So all these issues have to be resolved, and we still don't know what rockets are going to be used to build this. So there are a number of very complex technical issues which have to be resolved, and they will only be possible to resolve them when we know, when we're closer to the construction of the actual base, and we know exactly what other technologies we have available.
Anatoly Zak, who keeps the extremely detailed and helpful website RussianSpaceWeb.com, a subscription site I highly recommend. We're looking at a momentary setback in the Russian space program to land on the surface of the moon, the return to the moon, and we're looking forward in the balance of this century in order to provide perhaps 100, 150 kilowatts to a lunar base, many lunar bases, anticipating Mars bases in the future. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Brown.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.